Russia has warned that it will veto any new sanctions imposed on Iran over its nuclear energy program. Russia's deputy foreign minister said Moscow is opposed to placing an embargo on Iran's oil exports. He also criticized the use of military force against Iran, describing the move as unacceptable. Anti-corporate protesters in the U.S. have occupied the House office buildings in Washington. The move came after a day of demonstrations against Bank of America. Meanwhile, a smoke bomb was tossed over the White House fence, causing a security alert outside the presidential mansion. The World Bank has slashed global growth forecasts, citing the Eurozone crisis and weak growth elsewhere. In its Global Economic Prospects report, the bank says the economy has entered a very different phase. The report says the financial turmoil in both developing and developed countries has hampered global growth. India says it will continue to buy oil from Iran despite an intensifying U.S. campaign for stricter unilateral sanctions against Tehran. India's foreign secretary says New Delhi would not seek a U.S. approval on the issue. Under Washington's measures, foreign firms must choose between doing business with Iran or the United States. Salvage work is expected to begin on an Italian cruise ship that hit rocks and became grounded on Friday night. This comes as hopes fade of finding more survivors on the stricken ship. 11 bodies have been recovered so far and 24 people are missing. The popular online encyclopedia, Wikipedia, has blacked out its English pages for 24 hours in protest against legislation at the U.S. Congress to crack down on online piracy. Google has also joined the campaign by blacking out its trademark name on its search site and adding a link to learn about the proposed bills. Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi has registered to run for a parliamentary seat in the April by-elections. She is seeking a seat in Yangon, Myanmar's largest city and her hometown. Suu Kyi was under house arrest for a total of 15 years between 1990 and 2010. She was released in November 2010. A road accident in the Haitian capital has led to the death and injury of dozens of people. Reports put the death toll at between 23 to 29 people. The accident happened after the brakes of a large truck failed in the vehicle on one of the capital's busiest streets.